like I should run away. Cause life is hitting me in the face. Hey, hey. But I'm here, and I'll never surrender to fear. Retreating, be defeated, no way. Cause I can't, I can't.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 3rd, 2014. So, he that hath an ear. Leaders, you have the ears of the people, but you need to let the people hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The Spirit is talking to the churches. Mother Holy Spirit is talking to the cathedrals, the mosques, the temples, all the organizations. The Spirit of Mother Holy Spirit is talking to all of us. But the media is in the way. They have our ears. Our professors are in the way. They have our ears. Our religious teachers are in the way. They have our ears. Our governmental leaders, presidents, mayors, governors, senators, congresspeople, they have our ear. Look at this Israel-Palestine situation again. You and I, we know the truth, but how many people don't know the truth because they refuse to go after news that is not the mainstream? The mainstream is CIA news. The mainstream is FBI news. The media have our ear and our minds, and we're going to have to go around the media to get at the truth so we can dislodge our mind and our ear from the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Let the people hear the truth. You that have the ear of the people, let the people hear what the Spirit is saying. The word Spirit is this word in the European Greek.
Strong's G, 4151, pneuma, pneuma.
Third person of the Trinity. This is Mother Holy Spirit. And Mother Holy Spirit is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Son. Now we have to talk about this Trinity in the way that we know that the Trinity should be talked about, because now we have the understanding of the waters of Noon and the understanding of the universe working on sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine polarity. So, Noon and Nonet, that original time and period that we were alive before our physical incarnation, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, we were alive in the waters of Noon as the waters of Noon, material, mass and matter, speed of light squared equals energy. The waters of Noon, we were peaceful, tranquil, potential for energy, potential for motion, potential for movement, but at this time we were peaceful at one in the waters of Noon and the womb of Nonet. We were with Yahushua. We were with Moses. We were with Jeremiah. All of those that you read about, that is you and that is me, as those words describe the attributes and the characteristics of we who were in the waters of Noon, as the waters of Noon, receiving instruction from the Almighty Yahuwah in our original virgin birth state. So we are the sons and daughters of the Almighty. We are represented by the Son Yahushua, but Yahushua is you and me. We are a part of that Trinity. Elohim, the children of the Almighty. Elohim, children of the Most High. You and I are sons and daughters, children of the Most High. We are all Elohim. And so, Noon represents the Father, and Nonet represents the Mother. We are a part of that Trinity. This Trinity is seen even in the atom, atom of life. In the blastula, we have the proton, which is the Father, and the neutron, which is the Word of the Almighty, which is you and me. Outside of the blastula, in the gastula, is the electron, which is the Mother. So we see the Trinity all over. Stop talking about you don't believe in the Trinity. The very universe is made on Trinity. Father, sacred divine masculine, Mother, sacred divine feminine, and the product of the union of the two. We are a part of that Trinity. And Haile Selassie, the might, power, and glory of the Trinity, is you and me again. We are the might, power, and glory of the Trinity. In Hebrews, Yahushua is referred to as the glory of the Almighty, the glory of the Almighty, and mankind is seen as the glory of the Almighty, and the Almighty is Trinity, and we are the might and power and glory of the Trinity. This word Holy Spirit is for Mother Holy Spirit. See, in the European Greek, the word for spirit is neutered. In the Latin, she is transgendered. See, you have to know your history. You have to track the words in the original language to understand what is going on. In the African Hebrew language, the word for spirit is ruach, 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. So now, in the European Greek language, they neutered her. But let's continue with the definitions. Sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes, they say his, we know it's her personality and character. What's the personality and character of Mother Holy Spirit? Because we know that she's our mother and she's feminine, then we have to study the characteristics and attributes of the feminine, of the mother, of the woman, of the female, to understand the characteristics and personality of Mother Holy Spirit. Sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes, they say his, we say her work and power, the Spirit of Truth. Now, since we know some of the teachings of ancient Kemet Egypt, we know that the word truth was feminine in Kemet Egypt under the word entitled Ma'at, symbolized by the beautiful black woman with wings, representing balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, righteousness, upholding the universe with truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity, symbolized by the seat that the king and queen sat on to rule the kingdom. The word kingdom is feminine. The kingdom is feminine because you have to tune in to the feminine in order for the masculine to be truly masculine. The masculine must tune in to the science of the sacred divine feminine in order that the sacred divine masculine may scientifically be sacred and divine masculine. That seat that the king and queen sat on represented balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, and righteousness. And so the seat was also Ma'at. And Ma'at, holding the scales at the end of our life, she holds the scales symbolically, weighing the heart against the feather, the ostrich feather. The ostrich representing 360 degrees of pure knowledge, the ostrich feather representing 360 degrees of pure knowledge. If the heart was equal to or lighter than the feather, then we were a human being that practiced Ma'at, balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, and righteousness. If our heart was heavier than the feather, then we entered into our own destruction. So Ma'at is feminine because Holy Spirit is mother and she is feminine. And in Kemet, Egypt, truth is feminine. So we know we're dealing with the feminine and we're dealing with that power of the feminine in the universe. Never referred to as a depersonalized force. Let's research the definition of depersonalized. That word is defined as divest of human characteristics or individuality. Further on the definition, depersonalization is an anomaly of self-awareness. And anomaly is defined as something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. So the depersonalization is an anomaly of self-awareness or is a deviation of self-awareness. So Mother Holy Spirit is self-aware. I have heard Dr. Phil Valentine talk about how the spirit energy entities are self-aware through our self-awareness. As we are aware of the spirit energy entities within ourselves, then the spirit energy entities become self-aware through our becoming self-aware. So we must rise up into the mind of the Almighty so that we may become aware of ourself and the power of the Almighty within ourself, and the spirit energy entities will function through us in the way that the spirit energy entities must function and should function. It consists of a feeling of watching one's self act while having no control over a situation. Spirit, Mother, Holy Spirit is in control, not in a situation of having no control, but Mother, Holy Spirit is in control and is not depersonalized, is not disconnected from herself. And when we realize ourselves, then we will not divest the spirit of the human characteristics and individuality that are realized through the spirit energy entity acting through us as we act in our human characteristics and individuality. So, the spirit energy equals MC squared. You can't separate the spirit energy from material mass matter times the speed of light squared. You can't separate the energy and spirit from the creation. You can't separate creation, the universe, from the spirit energy entity of the Almighty. You can't depersonalize the Almighty by cutting off the spirit from the creation and the creation from the spirit. We will not depersonalize Mother Holy Spirit by cutting ourselves off from her. We must connect with Mother Holy Spirit. We must connect with that power within ourselves so that Mother Holy Spirit will not be a depersonalized force. The spirit is the vital principle by which the body is animated. We're moving on these definitions of spirit as in Holy Spirit. E equals MC squared. The waters of noon. The watery waves of noon. Remember that in the second phase of creation, of the universe, of the construct of the universe, out of the peaceful waters of noon, then you have the watery waves of noon. You have the Big Bang. You have light and you have sound. Causing the bang is caused by the word of the Almighty. The word of the Almighty is sound. And that sound causes light and sound to reverberate all over the universe, causing movement, causing the construct and construction of the universe, causing every facet of the universe to move now and operate, because there is now the generation of energy in the universe. So we're back to E equals MC squared energy, which is usually positive spiritual force. Energy is spiritual force. Energy is Mother Holy Spirit. Mother Holy Spirit is energy equals material mass matter times the speed of light squared. Speed of light 186,000 281 miles per second. Now squared is that number per half second. The watery waves, the waves denote energy in Kemet, Egypt, Africa. The energy is animating the universe. The body is the universe. The body is the waters of Nun. The body, when you research the word body, the body casts the shadow. The body is the Almighty, and you and I are the shadow. And that body, which is the universe and the waters of Nun and all of the material in the universe, is the flesh and body of the Almighty. We are the image of the Almighty, and we are animated bodies of the Almighty. The energy, the spirit energy, the watery waves of Nun representing that animation. The Ilano Tado of the African Twa, dealing with the vital force. Did it not say the vital principle by which the body is animated? And did it not say not a depersonalized force? A force, but not depersonalized. And the vital principle, the principle having to do with that. Let's look up the word principle. All this is science, and all this is technical. The word principle having to do with the chief, the primary, the leading, the foremost, the predominant, the dominant. So, the Holy Spirit is the chief, primary, leading, foremost, predominant, and dominant force and power which the body, by which the body is animated. We, the universe, is animated because of the energy of Mother Holy Spirit, the rational spirit, the power by which the human being feels, thinks, and decides. The rational spirit. See, this is not irrational teaching. Holy Spirit is rational. Rational means based on or in accordance with reason or logic. You see, my socialist communist sisters and brothers think that the Bible and scripture is devoid of that which is rational and that which is logical. But the very word spirit is defined as, among other things, the rational spirit, having to do with reason and logic, having to do with intelligence, having to do with being cogent and sound and prudent, having to do with remembering, thinking, and reasoning, having to do with science, having to do with the universe, having to do with using our minds. The rational spirit, the power by which the human being feels, that's emotion, thinks using the mind, and decides using the mind again. So we're making decisions by uniting the whole of the human being. Emotions, feelings, thinking, etc. So that we may make the correct and rational decision. It says here, the next definition is the soul, S-O-U-L, the soul. The brother has soul. Soul brother number one, the soul. Further in connection with the soul, the spirit, a simple essence devoid of all or at least all grosser matter and possessed of the spirit of the power of knowing, desiring, deciding, and acting. Grosser matter is defined as, this is a tricky word here, the divine life pours into matter from above, and this whole course may be thought of in two stages, the gradual assumption of grosser and grosser matter. This is a complicated definition, but if you think of grosser as that which is base, and understand that the systems are based on a base interpretation of matter rather than the spirit energy interpretation of matter, which is the original usage of matter, grosser having to do with that which is undesirable, having to do with that which is equated with incompetence, having to do with how we see, once again, the system is constructed after the physical, after the flesh. We look at the flesh in the light of spirit energy and the proper usage of the flesh and proper usage of matter commensurate with existing and living, consistent with existing and living for all, rather than the system using matter in a gross fashion. So we see that Holy Spirit is devoid of all, or at least all, grosser matter, that base reality of matter. We want the high reality of matter, and we want to see spirit energy in the universe being used for our benefit. Possessed of the power of knowing, not dispossessed of the power of knowing. We know the Almighty by studying the universe. We know truth. We know justice and righteousness by studying and knowing the universe. At the same time, the Almighty is seen as unknowable, but yet knowable. The unknowable, we go after so that we can know the Almighty and know the Almighty in the universe and know the Almighty within ourselves. The communist sisters and brothers, listen to me. The scripture does not teach us not to pursue knowledge. The scripture does not teach us that we should not desire to know and decide and understand. No, right here in the definition of the word spirit is the power of knowing. Knowing, the power of desiring, the power of deciding and acting. Why? Because we are rational beings. We are rational spirits. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.